Got the levels. Good. Good evening, folks. It is Monday, October 28th at 5:01 p.m. And at always at this hour, you are listening to Guess What? It's time for the show again. Right now, still just with me, good old Calvin Sharp. Our usual co-host, Paul Johnson. He'll be back in a short bit. He was here this weekend, had a wonderful time with him. And he's excited to get it going again. But yeah, as of right now, I keep, thinking, oh, I gotta bring a friend on, we'll do a little joint thing. But I always forget. And then it's, 5 o'clock, I gotta do the show. So just me again, but that's no problem. We'll get through it together, folks. This first song I'm gonna play, an album that just came out a couple days ago, I think. This band, Great Grandpa, they have this other song, What's it called? Favorite Show that I've played before. And this is one of my favorite songs to come out this decade. And I was really excited to check out this album. Loving it so far. The first two songs are really, the whole thing's really good, but the first two I just keep going back to. So it'll be the second track off that album. I've been loving it all week. Here is Digger by Great Grandpa.
Yeah.
real impassioned one there. I love it. I mean, that's kind of like very emblematic of what there's. It's like a step up in terms of production wise, and it's a little bit more intricate than their last album, but still that same kind of like sort of like jolt. I don't know how to, you know, it kind of jumps all over the place, but super heavy. But like all those freaking hooks are so catchy. This next one is a little bit chiller than that one. Another, you know, classic band, Bedhead, one of the first, you know, good slowcore bands out there. What a weird genre name. You see that one thrown all around all the time. And you know, slowcore, that's just, you know what that means. But saying that one out loud, you know, you never really talk about it. This kind of music. I love it, but felt weird to say that. But anyway, here's Golden Brown by Bedhead. Once again, Golden Brown by Bedhead. Real nice one. This next song is, I don't know anything about the songwriter, artist, or anything like that. I was just over at my friend's house, and they played it recently. I thought it was really good. Got a funny little name, Hunted Bands. Very much not a song you'd think would be called Hunted Bands. But here it is, Hunted Bands by Tanu Kitchan.
Thank you.
Once again, sweet one there. Hunted Bands from Tanukachan. That's the best I'm going to do with that pronunciation. One of my favorites from this time of year, for this time of year, just a really, really sweet one from one of Stephen Malkmus' solo albums. Here is Church on White by Stephen Malkmus. Yeah, some really beautiful guitar work on that song. I love it. Next up is just a classic right here, Common People by Pulp. Not much more you can say about it. I'll let the song speak for itself.
She came from Greece, she has a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I... She said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people.
just laughed and said, "Are you so funny?" I said, "Yeah." "I can't see anyone else smiling." "Are you sure?" "You wanna live like common people. You wanna see what common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me." But she didn't understand. And she just smiled.
Once again, that was Common People by Pulp. I don't know many other songs that say that much within... There's other, because he's encompassing a whole lot of, you know, in that. Actually, it is kind of a long song, 6 minutes, but still, wonderful stuff, super catchy, a classic. Next up, staying over in the good old England, here's a real silly one. This definitely not going to be for everyone, but one of my favorite songs I heard this summer from a real grimy band out of the, you know, out of the slums of London here is Mosquito by the Country Teasers. Like I said, not for everyone, but sometimes you need a little bit of that stuff in your life, you know? A little bit of the Country Teasers will do you well. But, you know, a bit of a palate cleanser for those of us who weren't as big of a Country Teasers fans as I am. So here's a nice, sweet, simple one from the wonderful, unflappable Lucinda Williams. Here is Jackson. I won't mind. Once again, Jackson by Lucinda Williams. Wonderful. I think it's the closer off Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Good one. Next song, one I've been listening to a lot recently. It reminded me of this other band, Granddaddy. It could be a Granddaddy song, but I know, you know, this guy from Sparkle Horses said he's a big Granddaddy fan, so I was always partial to this one, even though it's a little bit on the, I guess, you know, the outskirts of this album that it's on. You know, it's not as beloved as some of the other tracks on Good Morning Spider, but I still think it's a wonderful, almost tribute to the band that me and Mr. Mark Linkus seem to both like. So here's Ghost of His Smile by Sparkle Horse. Once again, Ghost of His Smile by Sparkle Horse. Wonderful one. I think this next band I've played a couple times before. May have played this song. If not, if I have, who cares? It's still a pretty good one. We're going to go with Reasons by Wishbone.
Light on the snow has an ominous glow. Her hair.
Yeah, listening back, I've definitely played that one before, so apologies if it bored you, because that's not new enough, but whatever. Next one, one of my favorite tracks off the, Slanted and Enchanted, you can't really say any more about that album. I can always go back to it anytime, there's certain times of year where I find myself especially like beginning of the summer when it's like super grossly hot outside, and I'm usually working a ton, and it's like, I'm just wasting away in the heat, but it's also like, I find it pretty, and then it's, autumn out is wonderful, and I'm still listening to it, so it pretty much just goes all over the place, but, one of my favorites from it, here's Loretta's Scars by Pavement. Once again, Loretta Scars off Slanted and Enchanted by Pavement. Next up, one of my favorite artists to ever do it, off one of my favorite albums to ever be done. Here is I Felt My Size by The Microphones.
Of me tilting towards the sun was storing up to ignite a night and light. The coldness of the cave, the billowy flames lit up my face, and thinning smoke hung in the branches waiting for wind. My front was warm, the cold backs of my arms never felt the dawn. The night was long. I saw it crawl over the hill, and I felt clean. awful sky. I looked down and felt motion under me. When I looked out across the freeway at the people flying by, I turned my head, I closed my eyes, I felt my size. I recalled my fire and my lack of dawn, my one-sided warmth. I just wanted more.
One of the best to do it, Mr. Phil Alverum, right there with I Felt My Size. This one is also, I think this is a, I don't know how well regarded this album is. I'm not even going to pretend to know. Anyway, you're spoiled by Sebado. That was Spoiled by Sebado. We're just going to keep him rolling right here. One of my favorite albums ever, B-1000, by, the wonderful Guided by Voices. Here is Echoes Myron by, Guided by Voices.
We'll be right back.
Once again, that was Echoes Myron from Guided by Voices. And, you know, to send us off tonight, I'm going to go for a little bit of a long one, and I'll just have it, you know, right out the rest of the time. So, as always, from this hour, from 5 to 6 on Monday evenings, you've been listening to Guess What? It's time for the show again with Calvin Sharp here on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And so this is a live version of a song. There is no real studio version of it, so that kind of adds a little bit to it, a little bit more to it. But one that's been really doing a lot for me recently, the always reliable Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. Here is A Plea for Tenderness.
This next song is for all the women in the audience. Song for the girls. Hey, girls, do you hate men? Do you hate the earth? Well, I still see tenderness in your face and innocence straight from infant days, and there must be tenderness deep inside. You're so cold, but it shows. You told me about school. I only want to know about you, and it hurts me now, and it scares me now, and now. Some writers from the old days, because I knew that they'd understand, because dignity and tenderness. Apply.
just not interested in your school. Stupid cats or your homework. Just talk about love or sex or starving heart or just shut up and I'll go. But if you care about me,
tell me now.
If I'm better.
Tender souls, and be glad.